Vincentians had an opportunity to learn more about the Garifuna culture and heritage during a series of events held last week to coincide with the International Garifuna Summit hosted by the Garifuna Heritage Foundation. President of the foundation, David Daki Williams, said the events were well received by the public.
Besides the international conference, the village at Heritage Square and in the yard of the National Trust, people were delighted that something like that could happen, that they can walk onto the premises at the National Trust, go into a hut, see some of the things that made Garifuna and Kalinago the people they were. That exhibition was also a success. There was also the film series where we showed a number of films that was produced by persons outside of St. Vincent, but was produced about Garifuna. And that again was an excellent undertaking. And on both occasions, the interaction after the showing of the films between us and the students who came to see the film was very, very heartwarming. They enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. It was really a good 2 days spent.
Mr. Williams said the summit was held to continue the process of sensitizing Vincentians on various aspects of their heritage.
The summit was being held to continue the process of education of the Vincentian public about their heritage and part of their heritage. I mean, Vincentian heritage and the Garifuna culture forms part of that heritage. There are other aspects of heritage. For instance, there is the Kalinago heritage, something that has not been touched. And it is our hope at the Garifuna Heritage Foundation that as we proceed in getting information on Garifuna, will give us a deeper insight into the Kalinago history and culture so that we can begin to have a more wholesome look at what the indigenous peoples of St. Vincent were and how they survived and what happened to them.
Mr. Williams also extended gratitude to the various stakeholders and members of the public for supporting the activities hosted by the Garifuna Heritage Foundation for National Heroes and Heritage Month.
The International Garifuna Summit could not have been the success it was without the assistance of the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Tourism and Culture. They played a huge role in making the summit the success it was. The corporate sector for coming to our assistance, and the general public for turning out. The concert at Heritage Square on National Heroes Day, quite a number of persons turned out and witnessed the concert and appreciated the music, particularly from the visiting Garifuna musicians from New York and from Belize who were there. So we would like to thank the general public and all who contributed to making the International Garifuna Summit a success.
President of the Garifuna Heritage Foundation, David Daki Williams. The International Garifuna Summit culminated on the weekend with an international cultural extravaganza at Heritage Square. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.